Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So if Thanksgiving is about hearth and home, this is the worst time of year to be foreclosed on, and maybe even worse, to be evicted if you are a renter paying your rent, but your landlord is passing his troubles on to you. So we will begin our Day Before Thanksgiving program with a shout out to the growing number of people in our area in exactly that position, paying your rent, but being threatened with eviction because your landlord is underwater. Our guest is on the front lines of helping people in this situation. He is the New Jersey public advocate, Ronald Chen. Public Advocate Chen, welcome to WNYC today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Brian.
And your office told us that you've gotten 200 calls for assistance of exactly this type. What's happening to these renters?
Well, with the foreclosure crisis and with one-third of residential units in New Jersey being rental, we have tens of thousands of tenants who are caught in the crossfire between their landlord, who is defaulted on their loan, and the lender. And tenants are really the invisible victims of this crisis, because through no fault of their own, they are being put in a position where they're being asked to leave their homes. Some of them have been threatened with having their utilities shut off, their property put out in the street. Luckily, in New Jersey, we have very, very strong laws that prohibit this. In New Jersey, a tenant is not cannot be evicted simply because their landlord, the owner of the building, has gone into foreclosure. But a lot of tenants don't know those rights, and that's a lot of what we've been doing, making sure that the tenants, the lenders, the lawyers, the real estate professionals all realize that New Jersey law does not allow a lender or a bank who's taking over the property to evict the tenants, unless the tenants have given them some cause, such as non-payment of rent or destruction of the property.
And you testified in the legislature on Monday on a bill that would strengthen this law, and we'll get to that in a minute. But listeners, we invite your voice right now. If you or someone you know is in this situation, in New Jersey, in New York, or anywhere, responsibly paying your rent but being threatened with eviction or loss of services that the landlord would normally provide because of your landlord's mortgage payment or financial issues. Anyone? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call and tell us your story or that of someone you know who may be in a situation like this, or maybe you're one of the landlords and you want to tell us your tale of woe or what you need that would help you and your renters. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for New Jersey Public Advocate Ronald Chen. But again, your calls can come from anywhere. And Public Advocate, I know that a new law to help these renters is under consideration. You testified at a legislative hearing on Monday, as I said, in support of a bill designed to help renters like that. What would the legislation do?
It would mainly provide notice, require that after the sheriff's sale, after the foreclosure sale in which the new owner has taken possession of the property, they give notice to the tenants that, one, they are not required to leave, and two, obviously, who to pay the rent to, which has been an issue that we've come up against frequently. Tenants very often don't know who to pay the rent to when their landlord may have, frankly, abandoned the property. So we are advising tenants in that situation, obviously, keep on paying your rent, but if there's no one to pay the rent to, keep it in a separate account. Keep it safe, because there may come a time in which you're asked to pay. But so long as you're able to pay the rent, then you are protected. And again, this bill really doesn't change the substantive rights very much of tenants, because at least, again, in New Jersey, they are already very strong. But it requires the new owners to give the tenants notice, and knowledge is power. And that's the problem that we've seen most frequently, at least in New Jersey, when, frankly, new owners, landlords, tenants, et cetera, try to take advantage of the fact that the tenants do not know their rights and try to get them to leave without realizing that they don't have to.
So the problem sometimes comes at the hands of the new owners rather than the one who went underwater.
Yes. Well, new owners, very often, the conventional wisdom is that they want to vacate the building so they can sell it. Whether that conventional wisdom is true as an economic matter these days, I'll leave someone else to comment. But because they want to have the building vacant, they try to put pressure very often on the existing tenants to get out. And we've had lots of instances in which they frankly misinformed the tenants that because of the foreclosure they have to get out, which is, in at least in New Jersey, simply not true. Or they resorted to other means, not paying the utility bills or not keeping the premises in a habitable condition, even though as the new landlord, if they take over the building as a new landlord, they are legally required to do so.
And in New York, oftentimes the new landlord pressures people to get out of their rent-stabilized apartments so they can flip them to market rates. So there are many reasons that landlords want their existing tenants to get out. Alec, a mortgage inspector in the Bronx, who says he deals with this every day. Alec, thank you for calling.
How's it going, Brian? I love your show.
Thank you.
Listen to it every day while I'm in my car.
Yes. What do you do?
I inspect mortgages. I get orders from banks. I work as a private contractor. And obviously in New York City, I deal with a lot of tenants, mostly as opposed to homeowners, because most of the buildings are just rented out.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if your guest knew what I've heard that he was saying in New Jersey they can't be evicted. Does he know if in New York City they can be?
That is true. New Jersey, New Jersey and maybe the District of Columbia are the only two states, jurisdictions in the country that have this level of protection. New York, it is not the case. You're correct. There is a federal law that gives some measure of protection that tenants in foreclosure have to be given, I think, 90 days notice before they can be required to leave. That is some protection, but obviously I very much approve of the fact that at least here on this side of the Hudson, we give even greater protections.
Interesting. So we need to get your counterpart from Albany on and get somebody to introduce that bill there.
Well, I would very much welcome. I think it is the fair thing to do. If tenants are paying their rent diligently and not causing damage to the property, why should they have to pay the price of their landlord's default? So I think that that type of legislation would provide very welcome protection for tenants everywhere. And obviously, we know that in New York, especially in New York City, the high level of tenancy would make that a very, very welcome change.
Alec, anything else to report from your vantage point?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you very much. And here's Gabriel in Newark, who's in a situation like this. Hi, Gabriel.
How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for calling. What's happening?
Well, we had a gentleman from a real estate company come around one day ringing all the bells and saying don't pay the rent to the landlord because he lost his apartment. Now, we haven't gotten any paperwork in the mail, nothing from the landlord telling us he lost it because he couldn't pay the mortgage. The gentleman's asking us what our rents are and so forth. So we still don't know where we're at. We have our rent. We haven't given it to anybody, but I heard Mr. Chen say that we give them just cause as far as the real estate companies or the banks, then they could kick us out of our homes. So who do we give our rent to? We don't know who to give it to. All we have is a business card from a realty company saying don't pay the rent to the landlord. Nothing else. No legal paperwork.
How bizarre that comes from a realty company. Public Advocate, what do you make of this?
Well, we've actually seen this quite frequently. Sometimes, I don't know, Gabriel, are they asking them to pay the rent? You to pay the rent to them?
No, they just simply ask, where do you live? How much rent do you pay? Do you pay the utilities? We'll let the company or the bank who owns the apartment now or the apartment building give them your information, and they'll reach out to you. That's been a week. Now, how about if it takes 3 or 4 weeks, and then they say, we're going to kick you out just because you haven't paid your rent, like you mentioned earlier in the show.
Our advice is, first, Gabriel, let me say, since you're in New Jersey, I would encourage you to call my office, 609-826-5070, and we'll make sure you get individualized attention and help on your case. But to answer generally, for the benefit of all the listeners, our advice has been that you should continue paying your rent to your landlord until you receive some official document, and a real estate agent or licensee just knocking on your door is not sufficient, that indicates that you should pay the rent to someone else. In fact, the bill that I testified on Monday formalizes that by requiring that when a new owner takes over, and therefore the new owner is then entitled to the rent. They have to give that notice to the tenants under court supervision or to the sheriff's supervision that we now you should not pay the rent to us. Until you do that, for one, we've had some instances in which people have come around saying, pay me the rent now in cash. Obviously, don't do that. That's not a wise idea. Who knows where that money will go? Until the foreclosure sale is complete and ownership of the property transfers, then your landlord is still in possession of the property and the rent should go to him.
All right, Gabriel, good luck. And let me get the public advocate to put out that phone number again so you can get personal help. What was that?
609-826-5070. My office obviously is very well equipped to, and we've assisted hundreds of tenants in New Jersey in dealing with these problems.
And it's not just people who might get kicked out of their homes, because I gather that also testifying at that hearing on Monday was a Newark resident who was nearly evicted but got assistance from your office to have her water turned on after it was improperly shut off. Do you want to tell our listeners her story, and does that also mean landlords with financial problems are withholding basic services from tenants?
Yes. Well, that resident lived in Newark, which is a municipal utility, but it was actually the city of Newark that turned off the water when the landlord didn't pay the bill.
I see.
In that case, we were able very quickly to get the new owner, because the bank had now taken over the ownership of the property and therefore become her new landlord. We got them very quickly to pay the water bill so it was turned back on, because that was their new responsibility. People who take over the properties, the lenders, the banks, have to realize that if they take possession of the property, they now accept the responsibilities of being a landlord, including keeping the premises habitable. Obviously, running water is a legal requirement to have habitable premises.
Right.
And this could happen, obviously, in a situation where it's not a municipal utility, it's an investor-owned utility.
And to be fair, here's a landlord, Tony, calling from Fort Lee, who says sometimes this goes both ways. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I just think it's kind of unfair that, you know, in terms of New Jersey, where I live, you know, the tenant can basically not pay if he or she doesn't or can't do that. And then I, as a landlord, am stuck with my mortgage I have to pay, and I'm not some billionaire slumlord. You know, when I have a tenant that, you know, inadvertently can't pay or purposely can't pay, then where's the protection for me? I'm hung out to dry.
But you can evict somebody for non-payment of rent. That's cause, right?
Yeah, but good luck. You know, the process, forget it. You know, it's going to always err on the side of the tenant, and by the time you actually get the person to get out, you know, you were bled.
You want to give us your worst landlord horror story of trying to get a deadbeat out?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, in a condo that I was once an owner of in Jersey, we had a woman who was mentally ill, and the fire department had to come, and they started some kind of legal process to get her out, because there was infestation of rats and roaches and garbage and debris everywhere in her place. And it really, in a way, wasn't her fault, but because her mother had put her up in this condo to just get her out of the house, I guess, or whatnot. So it was affecting all the other residents, with the termite, the roaches and rats.
Right. So Public Advocate Chen, what about protections for landlords whose renters are falling on hard times and aren't paying their rent, but they're hard to evict?
Well, as you noted, Brian, if a tenant has not paid the rent, that is grounds for eviction. And there is a summary process in New Jersey. Go to court, and if they haven't paid their rent, if the rent's due and owing, there's a process for eviction. And while I understand the caller's concern, we have to have that process to make sure that if a tenant is being evicted, that it's done for the right reasons. But non-payment of rent is a reason, and nothing the laws that the legislature is currently considering or existing law changes that if a tenant doesn't pay the rent, they can be evicted.
We have like 2 minutes. Very briefly, the legislation that you were describing before, have both governors, Corzine and Christie, outgoing and incoming, vowed to sign it if the legislature passes it?
Well, I couldn't speak for the governor-elect. I don't know if he's taken a position on it. Actually, I suppose I shouldn't even speak for Governor Corzine. I haven't talked to him directly about it, but I cannot imagine that he would have any objection to this bill that simply protects the procedural rights of tenants to learn what their rights are.
And are you on your way out with Governor Corzine? Is your position, New Jersey Public Advocate, an appointed position?
Well, I'm appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. And I really haven't had any discussions with the governor-elect's transition team. Right now, I'm just focusing on continuing the work of the department. And I just hope that the value of the department becomes apparent when the new administration takes office.
The New Jersey Public Advocate, Ronald Chen, thank you very much for joining us. I think this was very helpful to some tenants out there today.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, we'll talk to New York Times economics columnist David Leinhardt. He's been writing about a couple of interesting things recently, promoting the idea of a Cash for Caulkers program to follow Cash for Clunkers, he'll explain. Also on why the health reform bill should help people with insurance more than it does, and some other things. David Leinhardt coming up next.